This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Free app for your phone. Download it. Get the podcast there later if you want.
Man, the internet's letting me down.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm trying to find out my medical condition, and so far it just says I have a leak in my brain.
Oh no.
Yeah,
leak
so
in your brain?
That is a shame.
What kind of symptoms are you having?
Well, when I lay down, I hear dripping. It's the weirdest thing. I actually looked for a drip in my house.
Yeah. Like a sink.
Yeah, like it's a slow drip, drip. Drip. And so I was laying there and I was kind of in and out of consciousness because I was asleep, right? And then I thought, oh my God, something, like there's a pipe that's dripping. And then I kind of woke up a little bit and then I realized, oh my God, it's me. I'm dripping.
No.
Yeah, something in my head is dripping.
You should get it checked.
Well, it's funny because I went on the internet. You cannot believe how many people have sounds in their heads.
Oh, I have ringing.
Yeah, so you have tinnitus, right?
All the time. Yeah. All the time. Never stops.
So you're one of the lists, like that. Yeah. That's a ringing for tinnitus. And then a lot of people talk about how they have motor sounds in their head. Other people were talking about how it sounds like somebody's crushing crystals at night. Whoa. When they lay down. It's like a crushing crystal noise of somebody just crushing. It's weird. I'm reading all on these on Reddit, on the forum, and I mean, it's all over the place.
I hate it.
Yeah, I bet.
I do.
Well, it scares me about the dripping because, I mean, it is a little worrisome, you know, because there's a drip somewhere in my body.
Yeah.
Something's leaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't think that it would just be your imagination.
Yeah.
That actually something is dripping.
Right. It says that you could have this weird leak in your brain, like the, you know, the membrane that keeps your head, your brain protected from your skull.
Yeah.
That can get a tear in it and it could be slowly dripping.
Oh,
that's actually possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the fluid, yeah.
You might want to go to the doctor.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
It'll probably stop dripping tonight.
It'll fix itself.
Because I can't hear it right now. It's not dripping. It was only when I lay down it starts dripping. It's the weirdest thing.
How are you handling Ralphie going to college?
Oh, I would prefer not to talk about it.
Really?
Yep.
You know it's coming up.
I am well aware of this, and I would prefer not to talk about it. You know what I do want to talk about? This is funny. Okay, so first of all, so many of you at the river over the weekend. Rivers, lakes, everything. I mean, everybody was outside this weekend.
Felt like the last weekend of summer, didn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
but
yeah.
All the pools closing. You got Water World shutting down. Elitch Gardens, their water park. Now, they're still open, but the water park's closed now.
And a lot of the HOAs had their big end of the year party.
Yep.
It was just nuts.
Yeah,
so
felt that way.
We went to the river, and I had a big old party out there with a lot of people. And did you guys, you forgot to come out, or...
We weren't invited.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Missed that.
Somebody told
me. Yeah.
Well, I figure you guys, you don't really seem like people that would want to go to the river. It's a different breed.
I actually had nothing to do, and I would like to have celebrated the last week of the summer in some fashion. But,
really? Yeah, because...
But I didn't get an invite, so I didn't...
River people are different people.
And I don't like to just show up.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just drive out to the cabin and just, hey, James, I'm here. You know, I got one of those, like, you know, blow-ups around my waist.
Yeah.
Ready to get in the water.
Floor down.
Got my snorkel, my mask.
Right, all the yeah, that's what you wear at a river.
Yeah.
A snorkel and a mask.
Right, clippers.
Anyway, it was packed. In fact, it was so packed that the roads kind of got jammed up on the one-way road, and these teenage kids were coming around the corner, and they lost control and went into the river. Thankfully, they weren't hurt. Thank God they weren't hurt. But anyway, so my girlfriend had her four kids. Well, she has three kids, and one brought a friend. And her husband's flying this week, so she wanted to bring him out to the river with no electronics. They flew kites. They did boomerangs. Like, it was old school at the river this weekend, right? When's the last time you threw a boomerang?
Seriously. I can't remember the last time I even saw one.
Right? And by the way, you forget how fun flying a kite is.
Yeah.
I took it over for a little bit. I was like, I forgot. This is fun.
Yeah. Did you want to just run and take off with it?
Yeah,
I've actually done both this summer.
Did you?
We have a boomerang.
Nice. Yeah,
we have one. Frog has one.
Did it come back?
No, yeah. I've never gotten one to come back. No, and we flew a kite.
Nice.
So you got a 6-year-old. I mean, yeah. You still do that stuff.
Well, yeah. Right. Their kids are little. They've never done this stuff.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't do that stuff because they're on their iPads and that's what you do.
Yeah.
Right. But out there, you don't have a choice because there's no internet. Anyway, so she took them up the river and she's going to float down with them. And the youngest one is 8 years old. And so I was a little nervous because I'm like, listen, if they miss the cabin, then they keep going and it gets really rapid up there and we're in trouble. So we got to put all hands on deck to make sure we catch this family. So we put a rope all the way across the river. We all did our stance waiting for these kids. Like, we're going to catch them all and we're going to put them on shore so they don't go past the cabin, right? We are ready. You guys, they show up going less than 1 mile per hour.
Just creeping.
They were actually paddling.
Yeah. You could walk faster in the river. I watched the video.
Yeah.
You could walk faster in the river than they were going.
It was so funny. We were so prepared. I mean, Michelle was the body belay on shore.
She was the anchor.
Yeah, with the rope across. I'm like in the high stance, you know. Kyle is in the fastest part of the river. And they somehow managed to come on the slowest part side. And literally, it's like they're walking with their tubes. They're so bored.
It looked like, I watched the video, it looked like the Great American Duck Race.
Yeah. So
you know how slow those ducks go?
Yep, that's what.
That was it.
Yeah, yeah. But we saved lives, BJ. We were ready. Yeah. We were search and rescue, man.
Yeah, I'm not ready for summer to be over.
Me either.
Yeah, yep. I kind of wish it would extend a little bit longer. Now, I know we're going to have some good weather, but I'm still not ready for it.
I will tell you.
I don't know.
I'm not sure about you getting a swimming pool.
Why?
Because Michelle has one.
Well, I'm not getting one, first of all.
Well, you talked about it.
You've asked me to.
Yeah,
but
I remember Lisa was talking about she wanted one. Well, Michelle has one. And yesterday, so we did the river all day Saturday. And then yesterday we went to her pool. And it is hard to get people to leave.
The pool?
Like I forgot that I was still there.
Yeah.
And until her husband came outside and he's like, are we going to have dinner or what? And I'm like, oh, hell, I'm still here, aren't I?
Yeah, people just hang around.
It's just so great. It's such a luxury. Like, to have a swimming pool is so amazing.
Yeah, I wouldn't like it. I don't like people.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Man, there's a lot of stress going on at my house these days.
Why? The fam's not even home.
I know. I just mean in general. I don't mean like today.
Oh.
But just, you know, we're into that season. It's called football.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. My wife hates football.
Yeah.
It is my absolute favorite on God's green earth. I love football, Jamie. I can sit and watch and watch and watch.
Yeah.
But yet my wife hates football. This is a video that came out over the weekend. Spadola, is this guy watching Tennessee football?
No, he's calling into a radio show after the fact.
Okay, he's calling into a radio show talking about football, and his wife, she hates football, right?
Oh, yeah.
She wants nothing to do with football. Kind of, I feel the pain here.
And they're Florida recruits. I mean, you know these guys are good.
That's why I think they'd pull the trigger pretty quickly on getting rid of Billy.
Get off the damn sports radio. It doesn't matter to your family. It's a loser situation. Dad needs your help.
Cosmo, Chris.
I'm so done with you. I know you don't want to hear. I'll take your $2.5 million.
Oh, that's a first.
Wow. She's like, I'm going to divorce you and take your $2.5 million?
Yeah.
Kids need your attention right now.
Wow.
He called into a sports radio show. They're talking to him. His wife goes ballistic. She's tired of the sports. It's rough, man.
God, that's
it's
so
a rough time
funny.
Of year for a lot of us.
Yeah.
You got to weather it out, folks. Come on, guys. Stick together on this. Watch your football.
Oh, my God.
You know, but
what do you think it is? Like, I know guys that just will watch the Broncos, and that's cool, and, you know, just take them in. But, like, what do you think your thing is? Because you watch college teams that you've never even gone to that college or thought about going to that college. You're like, right. What is that?
I love the sport.
Yeah.
I just like the sport no matter who's playing it. It doesn't matter to me. It's just I find it very, very entertaining either way.
Well, you even stream your high school, your old high school.
Yeah. I love the sport. That's the bottom line. And my wife can't stand it. Now, I know people like, for example, I play golf out at at Raccoon Creek, and there's some guys out there that I've played with before, but they play 3 and 4 times a week. And I can't figure out how they pull that off because I can't play every weekend. I've got other obligations I got to take care of.
Yeah, you
got
to watch football.
Well, not just that, but I mean, I've got to do things around the house. I got a six-year-old. These guys are out there. It's like, how do they get by with that? You know, it's like, seems like a pipe dream for me to be able to do something like that.
You're but, so sad.
But yeah.
How do you guys do that?
How do you guys get by with this? But man, I got to tell you, if you're in a household where one person is just into, and it can be her, your wife being into running, working out.
Or whatever, football.
Or football. And the other person's not into it. In fact, despises it. It's a tough, tough go, man.
Well, usually people like adapt to each other's whatever they're into. They kind of adapt. Like, I think she was hoping that you would be into running and cycling and, you know, the Iron Man stuff.
Yeah.
That you would adapt more to her stuff.
Yeah.
But you did not.
It didn't happen. It didn't fall in line. Yeah. I don't know, though, if anybody can actually jump into something like that, like what
I don't
she
know,
does,
dude.
Or
I tried to be a snowboarder. I really did. I really tried because my ex was a professional snowboarder. And so I tried to jump into the game, got all the equipment, did all the stuff. And then you eat it so many times. And when you catch an edge, you're like, this is dumb. I'm going to die.
But you're proving my point. My point is, I don't think you can fake it. I think you either love something or you don't.
I think if I would have had such ease as he did, you know, in doing it. But first of all, he took me to Squaw Peak to one of the hardest runs for my first run. So that's
on him.
Right?
Yeah.
And then he jumps over my head while I'm down, like I've eaten it. And he comes behind me flying and jumps over my head instead of saving me.
Later, honey!
Last year on this show, I mentioned that if only my wife liked football. Man, oh man, life would be good. All right, she tried. She heard that. And not long after that, like the following weekend, she sat down to watch a football game. And she even said to me, I'm going to like this. I'm going to learn to like this and see what it is. It lasted for a half a game. By the halftime, she was done with
it. Well, but then she also gets reprimanded because you wanted her to like golf, but then when she liked golf and wanted to get new clubs and all that stuff, you're like, damn it, can't I just have my sport?
Well, there is that. Why do you have to bring up that?
So do you really want her to be a football fan and sit there with you? Like, I don't think you do.
No, I don't think you do.
Yeah, no, I think that's a lie.
No,
yeah, I think that's your thing, and you like that time. Yeah.
I don't even like sitting and watching a football game with somebody that just talks all the time.
Yeah.
And does the play-by-play for me. It's like, can't you just watch the game?
Right.
You know, just don't, no. I don't need your commentary on this.
So you don't even want the commentators to talk?
No. I like the commentators. I'm talking about somebody sitting here in the room with me.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, your father-in-law does that, right?
Yeah. Or anybody that would be there. My son will do it too. But when he comes over. But yeah, I don't, you know, if I'm going to watch the game, but you're right. I don't really. And she's not. But again, I'm going to say.
You're complaining about something you don't want.
I wish she liked football or understood football. She doesn't understand it. To be quiet.
No, but I don't think that's true. I think if she started watching it and all, it'd drive you nuts, just like the golf thing. I think you're really happy in your little football bubble. What I think you want to say, this is just a guess, is can you go somewhere while I'm watching the game and not say like, are you going to mow the lawn or were you just going to sit there?
Is it bad that you say, can you go somewhere? I mean, is that really rude? Because I don't think it is. You're just suggesting.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's a suggestion, right?
Right?
Can you go somewhere, please? And stay for 4 hours. I don't think that's being mean.
No, it's not bad. It's fine.
It's not being mean
at all. No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
I hate to say this, but thanks to Jamie White, you will never hear the forecast on this radio station ever again. Well, from us anyway.
Well, because I actually have the audio. I watched a commercial, and it has gotten in my head that it is BJ Harris to a T.
I love weather.
He does. And so if you want to play that, this has gotten in my head, and I just can't. This is BJ.
Here it is. Oh, look at that jet stream. Weather.
Oh, boy.
Yep, they're calling it an atmospheric river.
It is coming down.
Oh, flood warning Louisiana.
Are they obsessed? Oh, yeah.
The stuff they do on the green screen, unbelievable.
They said 10% chance of rain. Seems more like 40% to me.
Nope.
It has nothing to do with the dew point.
That's Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto with us.
What are those, cumulus clouds?
You know, weather is so interesting to me. All the cute little sayings and, you know, over the years that come along with weather, like, man, is it raining like a cow peeing on a flat rock? Woo!
Yeah, or cats and dogs.
It's raining cats and dogs. Yeah. All those sayings you can't use anymore, or I can't use them here on the air because I'm that guy. That guy in that commercial right there, according to Jamie White. So therefore, don't come here to get your forecast. You're on your own.
Right. Well, and because you get it from the app weather, which is the Apple one,
yeah,
it's mostly wrong.
Yeah.
And so that's why Dave Frazier says to download his, because it's more accurate. Because, you know, they are certified most independently accurate or something.
Yeah, right. Pinpoint weather.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Well, here's the way I look at it, though, Jamie, is that the accuracy doesn't matter to me, okay? It's more about just being able to talk about it.
Gotcha.
You know?
Yeah.
No matter what's on the app, and if that occurs that day, who really gives a rat you know what?
Right.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not the accuracy part of it. It's more about just talking about weather.
Well, sometimes I'll come in here and I'll be like, what are you doing? He'll have a map up and he's like, oh, I'm looking at the weather in Biloxi.
Yeah.
I'm like, we don't live in Biloxi. I know, but this is fascinating. It might peak the dam. Oh,
yeah,
my
he's
God.
Like, the dew point just dropped, and you should just see it moving across.
You know, some of those people are below sea level.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I heard.
It can really be dangerous.
Biloxi.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't know why you build a house on stilts. It makes no sense to me, but I love to talk about it.
By the way, did you see that entire town, Palo Alto, California?
I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Well, this really isn't weather.
No, it's not? Is it weather related?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, we're treading on ground here that we're not supposed to go on.
I don't know if it's weather-related. Do you call earth movement weather-related? I don't know. Anyway, so the whole town has to evacuate, basically, along that one side because there all those houses are going to fall.
No kidding.
Yeah. Isn't that? But some people are choosing to stay.
There's no way.
Oh, my God. If you heard one creak, I'd freak out.
Yeah, I'd get the heck out of there.
Yeah, that would be really scary.
It's time to go.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, there's nothing worth that.
All those places on those cliffs. I mean, it sounds like a great idea, you know, living on a cliff and stuff. And then when you actually do it, even when I drive out to the river, and we've talked about this, looking up at those boulders, I'm like, oh, God. Because when I saw that car of the teenagers on the flatbed that had rolled into the river, I thought they got smashed by a boulder. By the way, they're fine. I thought they got smashed by a boulder. So the whole way, I'm just driving like this, BJ. Oh, my God. There's a boulder. It's going to come down.
Any second.
Yeah.
That feeling.
It is awful.
All right. Over the weekend, it was said that the astronauts that are stuck up there in space on that International Space Station, they were hearing some weird sounds. Very spooky. Spooky stuff. Got the audio right here. Listen.
Got a question about Starliner.
Houston's with you, Butch. Go ahead.
It's a strange noise coming through the speaker.
Okay, I'm going to keep the mic up next to the speaker.
Copy.
Hear that?
Listen.
That's negative, Butch. We did not hear anything.
That.
All right,
oh,
Butch,
man.
That one came through. It was kind of like a pulsing noise, almost like a sonar ping.
Sonar.
Yeah, I'll do it one more time, and I'll let y'all scratch your heads and see if you can figure out what's going on. Here we go.
I was so hoping that this was some wild spacecraft.
See, you and I thought really different things. You wanted it to be like aliens and spacecraft.
I
thought of was, oh my God, if I'm sitting there hearing this sound, I think the damn thing's falling apart.
I was hoping that this is the missing piece of the puzzle, that all of a sudden a spaceship from another world, another galaxy, showed up with some alien creature hanging out the deck of it, kind of like a ship going by it in the night, you know, making these sounds. I was hoping for a breakthrough of aliens.
See, but we didn't even go that way. My kid and I were talking about, we were saying, like, God, how unnerving to hear this. You got to be thinking all the electronics are frying out. It's, you know, it's going to be falling out of space pretty soon. And then to try to sleep with that noise, you know, it's going to get in your head and send you mental. But BJ wants an alien.
Yeah, I wanted some type of space attack up there.
Could you sleep with that? That sound?
No.
I know. It's like waterboarding or something with sound.
Well, because it gets into your psyche.
Yeah. NASA has come out and explained it. I guess they were doing some computer upload or something that was causing the problem.
I'm getting nervous for them. And I'm not there. But they got to have times where they have an anxiety attack, like, get me the hell out of here, all right? Enough's enough.
Yeah, I agree, but I feel better about their situation simply because there's other people up there. If it were just the two of them, then it would be a little bit more difficult, I think. But with other people on board, I think they've found a way to, you know, they're going to have to just cope with it until February.
What, they're playing poker up there?
I don't know what they're
ping pong.
Ping pong. Yeah, I heard it's very difficult. Kind of challenging, but super fun.
You would want more than just another person up there, you know? At least you got somebody else to talk to.
So where are the other people?
They're there in the spacecraft.
Oh, how can we never see them?
I don't know. I have no idea. There's
NDAs.
9 people on board. Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were like on the space station and they're just attached to it.
Well, they were isolated, but they can go back and forth. You can visit
conjugal
your neighbor.
Visits.
Yeah. You can do visits with your neighbors and all that.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Cool.
But I was
great.
Really hoping for a monster up there this time, but it didn't happen. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show, Tabloid Trash. Well, that's coming up next.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.